Jim Weens. We get to hear from Grace in Sunday school today. So just remember that. Everything's going to be the same. We're going to take a love offering for her and her family and the work that she does. And so just make note of that. So that way you don't show up and you're like, what is going on? But you'll know now. Just a reminder that tomorrow is the celebration of life for Fawcett's. Plan on being here for that. That's going to be a good time there. So just remember that. And then also a few other announcements that you can see in your bulletin. Next week is a carry-in dinner because we are going to have communion. So remember that. So if you forget next week, you'll have a little bit of time to get some food. But just remember this week that next week we're having carry-in dinner. And then the day after that, on Monday night at 7 o'clock to 8:30, there's a couple's baby shower. Sorry about that, guys. But that was not my choice. Just so you know, got to put that in there. But that's for us, and we're pretty excited. So if you guys want to show up, you don't have to bring a gift. I don't care. Just come have some fun. It'll be great. We appreciate you guys. There's also a couple's wedding shower. Eli, I don't know if you have anything to say about that. But that's probably all his fault, but Eli and Carly are having a wedding shower. That's here at the church on August 10th, so make note of that and be here and have some time. Spend with them. Also, on August 11th and 18th, there's the membership class. If you guys are interested, maybe you just want to get to know more about the church, there's a sign-up sheet out there. Sign up, get on that, and that's during the Sunday school hours on August 11th and 18th. And then if you would like to be put in on the church email for updates and prayer requests and all that kind of stuff, talk to April or email April at the email you can see in your bulletin. So are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Titus 2, 11 through 14. It says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify himself for a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works."
Again, we welcome you to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to worship with us. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing number 531, either the hymn book or it'll be up on the screen. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 531, Satisfied. All my life long I had panted for a drink from some clear spring that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. Alleluia, I have found him with whom soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings. Through his blood I now am saved. Feeding on the husk around me till my strength was almost gone, longed my soul for something better, only still to hunger on. Alleluia, I have found him with whom soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings. Through his blood I now am saved. Well of water ever springing, bread of life so rich and free, untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me. Alleluia, I have found him with my soul so long as craved. Jesus satisfies. satisfies my longings. Through his blood I now am saved. If you'll take this time to greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here. Good morning again. We're grateful that you are here. We have several visitors, and we welcome that you have been come and be a part of our morning today. We also welcome back Lauren and Will. We're the Kellys. They even have a church box, so if you need to get them something, they have that. But this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. So again, continue to pray for the Fawcett family as they come in and gather for tomorrow for the memorial service. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Continue to pray for Bill. He's still in St. Paul. He's had several complications. Just pray for him again.
So the prayer request is for Dale Riesel. He's still in Sioux Falls as he is has that long road of recovery from the strokes that he occurred. So the blood, we'll be praying for that. Thank you for the update there, Deb, for the blood clots that he's now facing. Other, Dale. And his dad's first name, Bob. There we go. I should remember that since my father-in-law is Bob, so. Heidi.
Rich Reader's on our cancer list. I don't know all the details. Maybe Mr. Watson can fill us in, but they're going to be going down to Sioux Falls. I don't know if they're staying or if they're moving completely, but they are just, the kids want him closer to be there. And so, and it's, well, it's really tough for them right now.
The former staff member, former board member, retiree at Sunshine, Rich Reeker, has been diagnosed with cancer, and I believe they are moving to Sioux Falls, and that's taking place really soon. But prayer for Rich through this time, being with the kids, but also for Millie. It is a lot of upheaval for them, and you know, we'll be praying for healing, for comfort in the move, and peace through the whole process. Any other prayer? Yeah, Val. So Charlotte Christofferson passed away. She was the treasurer at the Baptist Church, and so along with several other family members, you know, her daughter Michelle and. So we'll be praying for her family. She had pancreatic cancer. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
In the last couple of weeks, we found out that two of Ron's brothers, Russ and Jerry, and a cousin, Amanda, all three of them have cancer. And so they're all having, either had surgery this week or will be having surgery this coming week. So
Ron's brothers, Russ and Jerry, and then cousin Amanda, all been diagnosed with cancer. and either have had surgeries or will be having, and so we'll be praying for the recovery, but also for the treatment and the process through, and peace of mind and heart. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Sounds to me like we need a praise in there somewhere. certainly not to minimize all of those stories, but if remarks the rye is done, it's all in the bin, the wheat crop is the best that's ever been, and we're not done with it yet.
Mm.
So let's pray for that to still stand for us so we can get out of this week.
That is the blessing of the amount of moisture we've had. Has led to some really good crops, and also knowing that trying to get it out of the field at this time of year can. So it is a praise and a prayer request. God knows our needs as well as provisions. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunities we have each day to be reminded of your presence in our lives. It's not just on Sundays that we acknowledge, it should be every day, that when we wake up in the morning, whether at times we feel like it or not, it is, we are called to rejoice because this is the day the Lord has made. And as individuals that are stuck in time, we don't know what each day will hold for us, but you do. And you provide us grace and mercy to help us in our time of need, that you know the end and the beginning, and you know how to prepare us for the works of service that we will encounter each day. Thank you that you are not bound by time, and yet you choose to work within it, and you choose to work with us. I thank you that you've called us to be your witnesses in this world, and we just get reminded over and over again that we are called to be strangers and aliens, that this world indeed is not our home. But yet, we're not called to just ignore it. Father, especially for the people around us, help us to be salt and light, to be your witnesses. Thank you that as our world seems to get farther and farther away from you, it helps us to stand out more. Help us to take stands that honor you, that to live our lives in such a way that, one, that we are to call to redeem the time because the days are evil, but also that others can see our good witness. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We thank you for the opportunities we have to minister to one another. We lift up those that are going through cancer treatments. It is a scary diagnosis, and you provide the peace and the hope. Thank you that we have our hope wrapped up in Christ. But I do pray for Dale Riesel, for his recovery now with these blood clots, that you would protect his life, that you would be with he and his wife and as they go through this time. Father, I pray for Brad Hahn's dad, Bob, and his struggle that he has with the cancer diagnosis and just the slowing down and the struggles he has, that you would be an ever-present help. Father, we also pray for Rich and Millie, that you would intervene in this situation. It's our desire that you would heal him completely. And Father, as they make this transition to Sioux Falls to be closer to family, I pray that you would give both he and Millie peace of mind and heart, that this is what you've called them and where you've called them to be for this time, and the opportunity to be closer to family and grandkids, and just ask that you would intervene. Father, they are a very special couple, and they have been your servants, and they still are your servants, that you would reveal yourself to them each day. Father, we do pray for the Christofferson family and for Charlotte's kids and grandkids, that you would be with them through this time. We also pray for the Fawcett family, that you would be with them in their grief as well. Father, we also lift up Ron's brother, Russ and Jerry, and cousin Amanda, that as they go through this cancer treatment and surgeries, that you would intervene on their behalf as well. Father, we also reminded that living in an agricultural community, we do thank you for the rain that we've received, for the crops that that has produced. We pray for safety in the hours of trying to get the crops in the bin. We pray for this time during wheat harvest that you would protect and preserve, that you would keep the wheat up to make it easier to harvest. Father, we thank you for the bumper crop. And as we look at the other crops in the fields, we just ask that you would provide the weather for it to grow. We thank you that you do provide for our needs. We ask that you would be with our different ministries. Thankful for the youth group making it back safely this week from LifeLight, Hills Alive. And we pray for just the ongoing ministry for Abe and Diana and the sponsors as they invest in the lives of our students. We thank you for our missionaries. We thank you that Grace is with us today for the opportunity of hearing during Sunday school that what you're doing through her and their growing family. We thank you for her and Stephen and the opportunities they have to be the mom and dad you've called them to be, as well as the servants of Christ. Father, we pray for our world and the turmoil, both in Ukraine and in Israel and other places that cause us great concern, that knowing you have these things under control and they are guided by your hand, and we don't always see how that will work out, but you've told us that if we are part of your family, that you will cause all things to work together for good to those who love you, to those who are called according to your purposes. And so, Father, we pray for the church of Ukraine and the church of Russia, the church that is in Israel and the neighboring Arab countries, that they would be able to be your hands and feet. And we just ask that as the Prince of Peace, you would bring peace to our world. We ultimately know that it's found in your Son, Jesus Christ. And ultimately, as he is on the throne, one day he will physically be ruling and reigning on this earth. Father, help us to be found working because we know the night is coming. We ask that you would bless the offering we're about to receive from your people. We thank you for each one who gives and ask that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to share just a little something with you. Most of you know that I have done daycare for many years. This week, the kids have been snake hunting at my house, garter snakes. They found a mama. They got to watch her have babies. Weird, but okay. But in that process, we got to talk about how they're made, how they come out, why some are dark, why some are light. And some of the conclusions were that when they shed their skin, they're dark in color because they're vibrant, they're bright. And as the sun fades them and the heat, then they get lighter. And in this one little group of babies that came out, there was one that looked like a baby, the other ones were kind of deformed. And so we had some teaching moments, and they brought God into it, why God makes them darker, why he allows them to shed their skin. And so then that led to, of course, more looking for snakes. But another quick story I just want to share is this week. When I talk to my parents, I always tell them that I'm a God-based home, and that it isn't something that I push down anybody's throats, but we pray. We talk about God. We talk about consequences, that how God would want them to be, what we need to do to be able to be more of what God wants us to be. And this week, Olivia and I got the chance to be able to pray. They came to us and asked us to pray with them, two different kids. And when that happens, it's amazing to see how God works in their little hearts. And I am so grateful that we live where we live, where we can invest God and love and truth of who God is and what he is in our lives into kids. And I just wanted to share that because I don't think we get to see that very much in the world we live in anymore, how God really can influence in children's lives and what it can make them, how it can make them help to develop and grow to become who God wants them to be. We're going to sing with us, praise the Lord with us this morning.
Show his power and might. That's why we praise him.
This next song may seem new. It's the first time we're doing it as a praise man for the congregation, but it was introduced as a special a while back by Sarah, and we like the song. I know a lot of you like the song as well, because it asked for it, but sing along with us. It's a pretty neat song.
I hold, my hope is on. Father, we do thank you for your unfailing love. Thank you that you are not too busy for us, that with everything that